Blog Talk Radio. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Smile 3 Presents Iron Sharpening Iron. I'm your host, Brandon Kaiser. I want to thank you all for tuning in on this Monday night to listen to a very special guest. She's a wonderful woman of God and a great inspiration to me. She is also one of the people who helped raise me, and I'll kind of always have a certain love and respect for her taking that time and making the sacrifices that she did, not only for me, but even for her own son. So, Minister Renee, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Minister Brandon. As he said, that is my nephew, my sister, Cecilia Kaiser's son, that when she was in the Army, she asked me to help our parents to raise him, and I took it as an honor that she would help me. At that time, a person that was about me, myself, and I. Did I say me? Yeah, me, myself, and I. I didn't have time for anything or anyone else, but because she asked me, I took time out to help her with her son. And I'm going to start off with prayer first. Let's take time to pray, okay? Father God, we thank you for another day, God. We come to you with our heads bowed, asking you, God, to forgive us of every sin of knowingly, every sin that we didn't know about, and every sin that we committed not even thinking if we could care about it. We're hoping we could slip it by you, God. We're just asking you to forgive us, God. We're asking you, God, to just continue to be the head of our life, continue to just be our Lord and Savior. Continue to give us an understanding, God, because like in your word, it's out all you're getting, give understanding. God, I'm asking you to let myself as well as others decrease that you may increase, God. I'm asking you, Lord, to be our head of my house. I'm asking you to be the head of my house, God. In case nobody heard me, I'm asking you to be the head of my house, to give me an understanding, to give me a wisdom, God, to know when it's time to have that shut up ministry. God, I'm asking you to just deal with my heart, deal with the heart of the people that are looking and listening, God. I'm asking you to cover our president, Lord. Cover his advisors, God. Let it be that all the understanding that America needs, if they're going to impeach him, to impeach him. If not, God, give him an understanding of what it takes to be a president, God. God, I'm asking you to just love, control, and conduct families as family, God. Teach us how to, us to come together as your people, God, to be one under the, in the body of Christ, oh Lord. Teach us how to pray one for another. Teach us how to love one another. Teach us how to want to love one another, God. I'm asking you to be our Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus, it is so, oh God. I thank you. Amen. So I'm going to ask you all, let me get my Bible. Tonight, I'm going to come to you with a couple of verses that you can read for yourself if you read along with me. The first verse is going to be from Leviticus 19 and 18. My sermon on tonight is going to be love thy neighbor as you do thyself. So what I mean by that, love is thy neighbor, love your neighbor enough to know when you see them, you can walk up to them and say, I see you. It don't mean you just see a person because of you're trying to shame them or they're doing silly stuff. Let people know you see them. You see their need. You see they want. You see that they got some things going on. Love them as though you love yourself. Love them in the way that you want someone to love you. You know, you got friends and you got family members. You even have loved ones that you have around you that tell you, girl, I'm praying for you. You know, P-R-Y. That's what they say, P-R-Y. But sometimes you look at them and you'd be like, nah, you ain't praying for me, because if you was praying for me, God would have told you certain things not to say and certain things not to do concerning me. That means you were P-R-E-Y. Sometimes you were P-L-A-Y-I-N-G, plan. So to get that out the way, I'm just going to say, in Leviticus 19 and 18, it says to, it says, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against thy children or thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. So if you look in the Bible, you can find it several times what God is going to tell you about loving thy neighbor as thyself. You also can read, and if you've been in the world, you've been in church, you have heard the ministers say, the different speakers say at certain times, love thy neighbor as thou love thyself. If you go to Matthew 19 and 19, it said, honor thy father and thy mother, and thy love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay. I said it to you again. Now, once you do that, go on over to Matthew 22:39. Well, I would like to start at verse 37, but we're going to focus on 39. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. 39 says, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay, I've given you in Leviticus, I give you in Matthew, where it talks about loving thy neighbor as thyself. Also, if you want to go over to Galatians 5 and 14, let's look that up. Okay? Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay? Did y'all get that? There you go again. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, that's in Galatians 5:15. Now, in case you didn't hear me, let's go to John. Okay? We're going to go to James. Let's go to James 2 and 8. If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Ye do well. That's what the word says. That's what it says. Right there. Ye do well. Now, after I looked at all that, I said, okay, God, I know you told Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. I know you told us to honor our mother and father, and thy days shall be long on this earth. That was in Exodus 20 and 12. I know that you have said that you are love, but I remember hearing all my life you said, love thy neighbor as you do thyself. I know that a lot of times people get it confused and think their neighbor should love them more than they love their neighbor. But if they need to, we can go back to Matthew 22:37 and 39, where he talked about, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I mean, I don't know no other way to put it. My friend Sandra has said it on Facebook. She said, this is so greatly needed. Thanks for stepping out, ministering to the world of God. And I know why Sandra said that, because we grew up together. We went to Myler, Morton, Lucy Flowers. And if anybody know me, know, back in the day, God is good. Ooh, God is good. Back in the day, and some of y'all can say it now, I don't play with what I have to say to you. If somebody tell you I said something, make sure it's what I said, because 9 out of 10, I said it to you first. And if when they come and tell you, they said to you what they said and said I said it. But I've always tried to love my neighbor. I've tried to be friends to my neighbor. You know, I've always tried to think about the person that was around me. If someone was around me, I don't know if you want to call it protective or what, but I believe that we should love our neighbors as we do ourselves. Because I don't want nobody, call, as the world say, well, try to punk me in the streets or try to talk to me any kind of way. You know, I say to people all the time, watch how you handle me and try to handle me, because you may say something to me that I don't like, and I'm going to tell you that I don't like it, you know. And I try to get people to understand when I'm talking to them. I want them to talk to me like I'm talking to them. If I say something to hurt their feelings or say something to rub them the wrong way, I want them to say right then and there, Renee, you know, I didn't like that. You hurt my feelings or something, you know. But I always try to go back, and I'm human like anybody else. I'm not going to say I dot every I and cross every T. Sometimes I may say something to a person and it hurt their feelings, but I want them to say back to me that you hurt my feelings. I'm trying to live by this. I'm trying to love these words of God and say to them, I'm trying to show you love, loving you like I love me, because this word say, love thyself, like, you know, my neighbor. Love my neighbor like I love myself. So I can't love one without loving the other one the same way. So if I say I don't love you, that means I don't love myself, because God said in his word is in here. We are many in the body of Christ. And if you're claiming to be a part of the body of Christ, and I'm claiming to be the body of Christ, how could I not love you? How could I not see you? How could I not know that you're in need? I have a friend on Facebook that's looking in, and I shared some things with her about being hurt. And sometimes you can be so hurt that you want to go and not just talk to somebody, but just tell somebody something, because you don't want to, you know how you said, I don't want my business in the street. I don't want to hear it again. But you got to be able to talk to someone and let them know, you know, this is where I'm at. But make sure when you do talk to somebody, they're going to love you like you was talking in the mirror. You won't hear it again. And you won't hear it again because somebody else said it. People could talk about you, and you know how when we were kids, we would say, sticks and stones won't break my bones. Or people that live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. You know, a lot of times we do live in glass houses. Most of the time we do. We're not just throwing stones. We're using a glass cutter, because the person in the front throwing the stones is camouflaging for the person in the back that's using a glass cutter. Because people want to know what makes you tick. People want to know how to get to you. People want to know what they could do to hurt you. You know, I hear people say, sister, oh, that's my sister. Oh, hey, sister. I don't use that word friendly like that, because it takes a lot for me to call you a sister. You have to really show me sister-like. Now, don't get me wrong. Some sisters, they have disagreements and misunderstandings, but at the end of the day, they still have love there. You have some neighbors that you say, oh, they're closer to me than my sister. Or they're just like a sister, or just like a brother to me. We have to get to the point that we have to say, okay, before I say anything about this person or to this person, how is this going to be taken? You know, if I say this about that person, how are they going to take it? I mean, I'm at the point now, if you ask me a question about a situation or a place or a group of people I used to be with, what happened? I just smile. I don't say anything. Because the thing is, that's not for everybody to know. That's not for everybody to have a part in. Sometimes you have to let things go, not because it's a reason. sometimes God has to deal with your heart so that he says, let it go. Let that go. Let them go. Leave that alone. Leave them alone. And that has to, you have to show the love. Love thy neighbor as thyself. You can't always say everything has to have a reason why. You just have to say, well, you know, it was time or things or however. Just pray before you answer. But just know the word of God say, love thy neighbor as thyself. How do you want to be loved? Do you want to be kind of love? Do you want to be loved for real? Do you want people to say they love you in your face? And then they say they kind of love you or they like you, you know, or, oh, she all right or he all right. Think about how you want to be loved. You know, think about how you should love your neighbors. First, show yourself lovable for people to be able to love you. Because I'm telling you, in this day and age we live in, it's going to take the love of many to get through. It's going to, you know, the word of God, I looked it up today, but I can't think of where it's at, but it say the love of many will wax cold. You know, you have to know that when you have neighbors, like you think about where you live at, in the neighborhood you live in right now, sometimes your neighbor won't even pick up a bottle, or they'll throw the bottle down whether you look it or not. They'll throw, you know, garbage in your yard, throw garbage in their yard. Don't let them have a dog. They're going to walk the dog without a scoop of pooper, without a bag, and like the dog, even the dog would take his paws and scratch the, in the yard to clean his feet. But your neighbor would just keep going. So sometimes you have to ask God, God, give me past that. Either you leave it or you may go clean it up. Because you know if you leave it in the yard, you know what's going to come behind. You know what's going to come around a little later on to eat it up and the flies and all that. So you have to think about your neighbor. If you have to go to your neighbor and say, hey, you know, if you could, I put a bag on the gate. Could you take that and pick it up and tie it up? Or, you know, you may have to ask them, could you pick up, clean up behind your dog? If they don't want to do it, you know, go to God. That's all I'm going to say. Go to God. Talk to God about how to approach people like that. You know, just make sure you go to the word first and say, hey, Lord, I'm stuck right here. I know your word said, love thy neighbor as thyself. But God, I'm having a problem with loving this one right here. This one right here rubs me the wrong way, just the sight of them, just the sound of them. It, you know, you have to go to God and just ask God to work on your heart. You know, God may tell you, be quiet, clean it up yourself. God may tell you, I'll talk to them, or God will show you the evidence that he talked to them to give them the heart to clean it up. Now, y'all know how in the world to say good for the gander, good for the goose. Now, don't take your dog and let your dog, especially if it's a bigger dog, go over there and drop some boo-coos, you know. Take your dog over there and you're going to show them how it feels. Then that's way it's, you know, it's going to take you to another place. But again, the word of God say, love thy neighbor as thou love thyself. We have to understand that we have to love our neighbors even in other countries that's trying to come over. Could you imagine what it's like to be an American citizen? And you have people that's in South America. You have people that's over in Europe, in Africa, in Thailand, and other countries that see us on TV and they think this is the promised land. They think that this is the land that all wishes and dreams come true. Could you imagine what it's like to, when you look at TV and see those kids and grown-ups on TV, we take for granted we have a car, a bicycle, a motorcycle, a bus pass. Let's go there, a bus pass. We take for granted that we have those things. We take for granted that we can order something from McDonald's and say supersize or, you know, if you want a large, medium, small, we take for granted. But our neighbors in other countries, where they're walking down the street, they're trying to drink water that the dogs and the other animals and the body waste and everything go through, and they're looking in the garbage cans and landfills to try to find something to eat. Could you imagine those kids that you see on TV with the stomachs that look so big? You just look like a balloon. Could you imagine? Those are your neighbors. Are we praying for our neighbors abroad? You know, we know that we got people right here in America that's starving. I bet you we got people on our own block that's starving. You know how sometimes you have block parties and you have other little parties and you see the little kids come down there. You know, one thing I can't stand is to see is a kid walk up and have, you know what it's like when you was a kid, when you want something. You know that look in their eyes. When you see a kid in your eye that be staring at you eating something, and he looking, she looking so hard that when you chew it, they could taste it too. Their mouth is watered. I can't stand to see a hungry person. I can't stand to see a hungry adult, let alone just children. If this young man walk down my street every day, he just be walking and talking, and it seemed like when he get to me, he just stopped. So yesterday I was cleaning out my son's car, and today I cleaned out my car. And I just looked up, and I said, "Why are you staring at me?" And he said, "Ma'am, I just want to know if you had a quarter." A quarter? People, we can't even make a phone call for a quarter. If you go to the gas station to put air in your car, or your tires, rather, it's $1.50. So when he said a quarter, I said a quarter. He said, but he was talking to himself, but you know what he said? He said, "Yes, ma'am, a quarter." So I looked at him, and I said, hold on one moment. Because I thought about the word of God that say you never know when you're entertaining an angel. And I said, "Lord, give me a moment." I went in my glove compartment and I got it's like a little cup I have, a little change in it. So I went in there and I just pulled some coins out of my hand and I gave it to him. And he looked at it and looked at me. I said, "What, is it too much?" He said, "No, I asked you for a quarter." And I looked at him, I said, because I guess he's been cursed out and spit on and so much so long that he was just shocked I gave him more than what he asked for. Because when I looked at him, I said, "Lord, there go I, God. That could have been me." You know, don't get me wrong, y'all. Yeah, y'all may not know. I know what it's like to be homeless. I've been homeless before. But look at God. I remember the time I lost everything. When I first got sick, it wasn't that pretty, you know. My job, my supervisor, Ms. Brown, I thank God for her. She told me, you know, don't try to get back to work too soon. Take care of myself. She told me how much time I had off, and she told me how to go about getting stuff done. And Ms. Brown kind of looked out for me, you know, even though I was a little upset that I was losing everything around me because I had no income coming in. I know what it's like to lose everything and not have nothing, and then to have people, every time they see you, let me take these helpers off so y'all can see my face. Every time they see you, it's like, you know, like, what she need now? What she going to ask for now? You know, so I know what it's like to be in your car. I know what it's like to not be able to eat what you want. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to depend on people. And I know what it's like for people to look at you and be like, "You don't never have nothing." But they ain't say that to you when you had it. You know, but that's another story for another day. But all I'm saying is, think of your neighbor. Think about how your neighbor would just let you know when they walk past. You could tell by the way they say hello. You could tell by the way they sometimes they'll just say morning, good morning, or they'll just wave. Because sometimes they be in so much pain that if the air hits the inside of their mouth, they would just start bawling, crying. They would just fall out crying. They would just cry, not even knowing you. But when the word of God said, "Love thy neighbor as thou love thyself," don't always try to have to, you know, look away, look for somebody else. Don't always think that you're better than. Always try to make sure you get a better situation for yourself as well as your neighbor. Because one day you may need your neighbor. One day your neighbor may be your source, helping you out that day. You know, like taking your grocery in the house, cutting your grass, shoveling in front of your house in the wintertime, cleaning up when the garbage man come in the back, see that they left some garbage and say, hey, you left my neighbor's garbage over there. Then you all didn't pick that up. When you see your garbage men or your male people come through, ask them do they want a cold drink of water. Don't try to bring them a glass of water because, you know, everybody ain't clean and everybody ain't doing what they're supposed to do. Give them a bottle of water, cold water or something. That hasn't been open yet. Think about your neighbor. Think about you got children. You know, you have some neighbors have some bad kids that might not like your kids or mainly like your car, your motorcycle. You know, that play ball, running, playing, wrestling, and knock your bike over. Ooh, Lord, help me right there. Knock your bike over, scratch your car, throw the ball, ding your car, bust your window. You know, when you talk about loving that neighbor, sometimes your neighbor may not be saved. Sometimes your neighbor may be safe. We'll put it like that. Or your neighbor may be something else. But you don't always get to pick your neighbors because you don't even always get to pick where you live. Like you don't get to pick your family. You don't get to pick your neighbors. But one thing you do get to pick is how you love them. Sometimes you have to love people quietly. Sometimes you have to love them from a distance. Like, for example, I have family that I believe that I could tell them how I feel. Sometimes I'm bold, point blank with it. Sometimes I try to say it another way, but it always seems like they take it as I'm trying to put them down. But one thing I want to say to my family and the neighbors that I have close to me, if I ever made you feel like I was putting you down or hurting you, I'm sorry. Come to me and we can talk about, we could reason, we could straighten it out because I feel like this. I won't never try to beat you down or put you down. I don't put my foot on the curb to push you down. I put it on there to grab you by the hand, with both my hands to pull you up. You know, I would say to you, where's your faith? Even because, see, at the end of the day, I have to say, God, I don't care what it looks like. I win. I have to say, even when I see my neighbors in the neighborhood and I see them walking by, sometimes I look at them and say, God, what happened to them? How did they get like that? How do they not see themselves? The way they look, the way they appear, how do they not see it? And then, you know, I have to go back to sometimes we're stuck. We're stuck in a place that we can't see ourselves. We're stuck in a place where we don't understand that I'm stuck right here. I had a friend girl, when we were children, when you saw me, you saw her. When you saw her, you saw me. We would be together all the time. And we used to talk about what we were going to do and what we were going to be when we grow up and how we were going to go about life and do this and do that. And as we got older, we pursued those dreams and we did what we wanted to do. But at some point in time, we stopped walking together. As they say, she veered to the left. I stayed on the straightaway. I want to have something, you know. I want to do something. I want to see certain things. I want to go certain places. But I remember when she first got sick and she was in the hospital where I worked at, and she called to say, I'm upstairs on floor such and such and room such and such. She said, would you come see me? And I said, well, I come see you. I said, why would you ask me that? She calls me Renee. She said, Renee, would you just come see me? So I said, okay, yeah, I'll come see you. But see, I was at work, so in a way I was kind of rushing to get off the phone because it was a personal call, and I don't want my supervisor, Ms. Brown, to catch me on the phone because, as Ms. Brown knows, I got a lot of phone calls every day from family members, friends. She just came to the point one day, she just came and asked me. She said, look, come here, come in my office. She said, you got so many people calling you. She said, give me all your names. I had to laugh. I say, all my names. She said, I got people walking in here saying it's Renee here. It's Sparkle here. It's Foxy Brown. I mean, she just had to ask me for all my names, and I started laughing. And me and my supervisor became friends, you know, and I love Ms. Brown for being like that because Ms. Brown knew then that I was not just a popular person, but a lot of people depended on me. So the way I treated people, it goes back to loving my neighbor. How I treated people required a lot from me. So anyway, back to the story. I went up to see her, and she was so amazed that I came up to see her. She said, "I can't believe you came to see me." I said, "Why not? You called me." She said, "Because of the things that, you know, I didn't got into, this and that." And I said to her, and what does that do? I said, "We got more time in as friends, as we used to tell people we were sisters, because we looked so much alike that you would believe we were sisters." Anyway, she died, you know, early this year. My heart is still broken over that. But I thank God before she did leave this world, we got a chance to talk. And when I went to go to the funeral that day, I heard God tell me to put my ponytail on. You know we had them portable ponytails. You know, we put on, I don't call them wigs or tie-downs. I call them portables. So I put the portable ponytail on. And when I went to her funeral with my sister Cecilia, possibly Lex Cecilia Kaiser, I looked at her and I said, "Wow, I never knew me and her looked that much alike." And when I looked down at my friend girl Roslyn and I saw her laying there, and I said, "Roslyn, I'm here." I didn't want to hear somebody say you left and I didn't come and say goodbye. That was my neighbor that I grew up with, that was my friend until the day she left here. And I let her mother know and her sisters and her brothers know that she was my friend. I loved my friend as I did myself, even when we went different ways. She was still my childhood friend that lived a couple of doors over from me. She was my neighbor. So that's what I mean by loving thy neighbor as thyself. No matter if you both are right-handed and you both go to the right. No matter if you're both left-handed and you both go to the left. No matter if you all split up, that's your friend. Love thy neighbor and thy friends as thou love thyself. Keep them on the altar. You stay on the altar. Concerning your friends, concerning your neighbors, concerning your neighborhood. I want to read something else to you all. Let's go to the book of John. Let's go to, let me find it, the 13th chapter. Let's go to John 13. Okay. Give me a few minutes while I'm looking this up. So, we're going to go to the 13th chapter of John. We're going to read the 31st through the 35th verse, okay? The 31st verse in the 13th chapter. It says, let me make sure I got the right one, yes. It says, "Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, 'Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorifying in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him.' Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I say unto the Jews, whether I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto thee, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." Now, I read that to say, even after all of that, after God told us to love our neighbor as ourselves, he also said to love one another as he have loved us, okay? And John 15 and 17, it says, "These things I command ye, that ye love one another." So it ain't like God is just saying love thy neighbor. God is also telling us to love one another. So loving one another means loving your neighbor. It also means loving your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your husband, your wife, your daughter, your son, your cousin, your niece, your nephew, your grandchildren, and everybody else, your aunties and uncles, grandparents, godparents, everybody that's in between, your neighbors, your friends, your family. I can't think of everything to say right now, but just knowing that God has loved you, God has showed you in his word what he said, love thy neighbor as thyself, when he has said love one another, when God has told us that he is love, when he said that nothing shall separate us from the love of God, when we talk about how far to love somebody, I believe when you love somebody, you love them with their rights, you love them with their wrongs, you love them with their ups, you love them with their downs. You have to know how to love someone enough to be able to say, I right now have to practice, as Prophet Antoine Thomas always say, and Apostle Sandra Thomas always say, and Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser say, and Pastor Troy Thomas and Dr. Serena Wright, and even Pastor Servant Johnny Marshall, and I've heard other people say, you have to know when it's time to practice the shut up ministry. Know when to shut up and just love thy neighbor as thyself, to love one another. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not. But all I'm saying is just pray and ask God to put the love in your heart, put the love in you, put the desire and love in you. I'm just going to pray, God, give us a desire to love a person beyond themselves. I heard the woman of God once say, I'm going to love the hell out you. Even if you don't love me back, I'm going to love the hell out you. And if being loving you means that I have to sometime stand back and sit back and just say, God, I'm not going to say a word. It's in your hands now, because I'm going beyond myself. I don't know how to think or where to go from here, because it seems like everything I do is wrong. Everything I do is not the right thing. Everything I say is not the right thing. Because, you know, sometimes you have neighbors you just can't get an understanding with, that because you parked your car too far in front of their house, or you didn't park your car too close to the curb, or you parked too close to the curb, or you was almost blocking their driveway. Or, you know, sometimes you just have people that you just can't seem to get across to or get through to. Teach God the desires of your heart that you are aware of. Yes, I said teach God that you are aware of what's in your heart. When you're teaching, when I say teach that God, I mean it to the point that you're saying, God, I'm aware of this is where I'm at. I'm aware of I'm not seeing it the right way. I'm aware I'm not feeling the right way. I'm aware. Say, teach God. In other words, that may be the wrong way to say it, but I told y'all earlier, sometimes the words don't come out right. In other words, let God know that you are aware of where you at, that you are aware of your shortcomings. You are aware of how you are. You know, you hear people say all the time, I'm stuck in my ways. I've been on my own so long. I don't know how to release. I don't know how to let go. Sometimes you've been in the neighborhood so long or area so long that you don't know how to not be the mayor of the block, I should say. You don't know how to not be the mayor of the block or the president of the block club either. You don't know how to let it go. But if you decide to just give it to God and say, God, work on me. Tell me what to say, when to say it. Tell me when to just be quiet. You know, at work, I remember they used to tell us, if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say nothing. Sometimes it's okay to just walk away. You know, they would just tell us, leave it right there. So when you have to deal with your neighbor, that's not always an understanding neighbor. When you have to deal with a neighbor that always want to be right and always want to say, you don't know what you're talking about, or you don't know what you're doing, just let it be. You know, I thank God for my sisters. that's looking in and listening. I thank God for them that loves me the way I am, because a lot of people can't deal with me because I'm just a straightforward person. I don't believe in sugarcoating and trying to say it in a nice way to convince you. I mean, I believe in saying it in a nice way, but I'm talking about in a way that you still not getting it, because sometimes you just have to tell people, that ain't it. That ain't right. And you say it in a loving way and hope they can hear the love coming out of you instead of what they think is coming out. Learn how to love that neighbor. You know, learn how to love the people in other countries. Don't tell them they stupid or they crazy for believing in that, because you don't know what they're being raised to believe in North Korea, South Korea, China, Japan, Saudi Arabia, England, Russia, what is the other one? Venezuela, Australia, Austria, you know. We don't know what those people are raised to believe, not unless you have went there and spent some time there, or maybe you're from there. Then you would understand. You can't even say nothing about the people that's been brought up in the back of the hills. You don't know what they was brought up to be. But I bet you any amount of money, if you get on your knees and pray, God open their eyes, open their heart to understand that I love them with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing they can do about it. Whether they accept you for what you're doing or who you are or not, as long as you do what God say, God's way, God's will, that's all that matters. I had a friend, I have a friend on Facebook, we call her Purple Haze. She was saying the other day how she needs some me time. And I saw something that was sent to me. So they was telling me about a healing, you know. And I reposted for her and for any and everybody else that needed it. Sometime in order for us to be able to love our neighbors and love ourselves, we have to heal from hurt. Some of us heal right away. Some of us never heal. Some of us don't even try to attempt to heal. But if you give it to God, God is going to deal with your heart. And God is going to say to you, the battle is not yours. It's His. Again, ask God to touch your heart and to bless you, to want to, need to, and have to love thy neighbor as you love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, ask God to teach you how to love yourself, then you can love others. So that's my word on tonight. Just try to get it to myself first. My ministry starts with me first. It starts at home. And this is my home. This is my house. I administer myself first before I minister to anyone else. I'm asking God to teach me how to love my neighbor as I love myself. And if you know me, I love me some meat, baby. Ooh, yes, I do. And I'm just trying to ask God to teach me how to love others as such. It's not about me, but it's about the glory of God, that He get the honor, the glory, and give Him all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Minister Brandon, I'm giving it back to you at this time, or Apostle Elect Cecilia, I'm giving it back to you. Okay, let me say something real quick. I got a text, and let me read this text to you all. My text says, my sister Cecilia, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, says she's in the ER. So I'm asking you all to just pray for her right now. I don't know what's going on with her, but she just texted me that she's in the ER. So with Brandon, Minister Brandon Kaiser being her mom, that's probably why he's not able to come back to the line right now. So what I'm going to do is just go and just pray, and if anybody have anything to say, I'm going to ask them to just make any comments that they have right now. The lines are open. I'm sure they are. But Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser is in the emergency room right now. So if you have anything to say, the lines are open. You can type it in on my Facebook page, and I will try to comment as much as I can. Okay, well, I'm not getting any feedback, so I don't know if Brandon had a chance. Okay, is someone on the line?
Yes, the lines are open.
Okay, the lines are open, if anyone has any feedback. If not, we'll move on from there. Okay, Brandon, it doesn't seem like any feedback, and I don't have anything on my Facebook page. So other than what I had spoke to the other people earlier for saying something, thank you, Leela, for tuning in, Andrea, Ms. Giggles, Sheba, Marty, Doris, and the other ones that I had spoke, mentioned their names earlier. Thank you all for tuning in. So, Brandon, did you want to give the announcement? Or did you want me to do it? Okay, well, I'm going to close this out with thank you all for tuning in and listening to me on tonight, this Monday night, August the 20th. Don't forget to call in every Monday. Next Monday, we will have a speaker, which is Prophet Antoine Thomas. Don't forget to call in to 310-861-2354. Just to hear Blog Talk, you can call that same number on Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to listen to our elder, one of our elders, Kathy Kendall. She will be speaking on God Still Heals. And we also have Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Let's Talk. I see that Leela has said more information about our sister. Send me the number. So, Sylvia, I will send you the number. Again, it's 310-861-2354. We have different ministers on every week. Don't forget our foundational scripture. But before I give you that, I would like to pray us out. God, I ask you all tonight, God, to let every ear that heard the word and let every eye that listened in and viewed on Facebook, God, I'm asking you, Lord, to just bless them on tonight. I'm asking God to just touch their hearts, touch their families, touch each and every one of them to know that you are God. You are King of Kings, Lord of Lords, that you are the one and the only God. You are the God of our salvation. You are the God that can heal our land. You are the God that says, you are, I am that I am, that you said that you will be our God when we're sleeping. You will be our God when we're working. You will be our God when we're walking. You will be our God whenever and whenever we are available to acknowledge you, whether we do or not. You are our God. You're still God. God, I'm just asking you to cover America. Teach us how to pray one for another, God. And again, I ask you, God, to teach us how to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And I just want to say, these things I believe in Jesus' name, amen. So don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So if you didn't get that, that's Matthew 6:33. Thank you all for joining in. Thank you all for listening, taking the time out. Thank you all again. Sylvia, I will be faxing that number to you. And Leela, I will get you information on our sister Cecilia as soon as I get it. I just know she's in the ER, and I'm just asking you all to pray for my sister. Keep her in your prayers. She's in Washington, D.C., in the emergency room. And I'm just saying, amen, good night. I love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Peace out, people. Family first, along with God. Amen.